Welcome to the Milan Fashion Week. I'm Halliwell Moans, and joining me to critique, as always, the man who knows more about tailoring and the inside leg measurements of the witch and famous more than anyone else, it's Savile Row tailor Fletcher Treat.
Yes, hello, Hallie. It's great to be here, working with you again. Only seems like yesterday we were both whipping the cats around the upper classes of Cheshire. Oh, those lovely ladies.
Fletcher, stop it. It's bridal day today, and something a little bit different, as next on the catwalk is a bridal collection designed by a young Australian designer called Steve Price. He's a coach from a sport called Rugby League, and modelling his portfolio are his actual players from the Warrington Wolves. Steve's show is called Something Old, Something New, Something Borrowed, and Something Primrose and Blue. Fletcher, such a lovely play on words there in the title.
Yes, yes, it's definitely got something going there. I'm really looking forward to this bit.
First up, we have Ben Murdoch Nasilla. He's wearing a stunning asymmetrical gown entitled Crocodile Tears. He certainly seems to be a bit top-heady as he makes his way down the catwalk, Fletcher.
He's a lovely-looking specimen, isn't he? He reminds me of the sumo wrestling suits they used to wear on the stag parties north of the river. Yes, his shape is somewhat resembling of a hot air balloon, I think.
I like the added decoration of the numerous garters on Mr. Masilla's legs. Or are they bandages? I'm not quite sure.
No, they're not bandages. They're using a tapenade made from the compact non-fibrillating material. But I suppose, essentially, it is a bandage, but with a bit more panache.
Well, here we have Kevin Brown. He's wearing an off-the-peg number called Concussion Chimes. He's coming down the catwalk very slowly, almost having to be helped there. But great to remember that bridal dresses are not just for the young. They can also be for the old and infirm. I'm guessing this is something old, Fletch.
Something old, something new. But yes, yes, he's very en vogue, but the Silver Fox Brigade would be very appreciative of this. I see Kevin has gone for a mild shade of grey, although he does look 49 shades a bit short of a sex romp. But the dress, lacking in any kind of carbohydrate vitality, I wouldn't call it a knockout, Hallie, but that can't be said for the same of Kevin.
It's a flounce, it's a loose-fitting skirt that flares out with a ruffled hem. Oh, and I just love this one. How adorable. It's a more expensive fabric, certainly a dress for the wealthier part of the bride to buy. It's Luca Burrell in a silk-fitted bodice and waist with a full-shape poof. It's called Slickness and Inunion. Apparently it's something new, Fletcher.
Something new indeed. I once fitted a young lady with such a design and remember thinking how much it would have benefited from a rah-rah skirt. Let's be honest, Hallie, it looks a bit amateurish. Oh, and there's a bit of an outbreak of clapping as he's kicking down the runway there.
Let's not talk about the clap. Next up is a gentleman in a dress called Lonely A Matter of Time. It's young Harvey Levette. I understand Harvey has spent little bit of time away from the Wolves, hence the play on words, something borrowed, out on loan. It's a body-fitting chest with a tiny little waist over the hips and then down to the knees. I'm not sure this works. It's an off-white and it seems to be clashing a little bit, Fletch, with all that ginger.
Yes, Hallie. I've noticed that this model reminds me very much of that sideshow bod character of The Simpsons. I do think it's slightly tardy. We have some crushed beetles down the back of the dress. Probably the bottom of the price scale. More suitable for those other clubs, really. Not my cup of tea. If I was comparing Dunkin' Biscuits, then I'm a hobnob man every day. I'm certainly not a ginger nut.
Yes, it's a little bit shabby. It's not south of the river, this one. Oh, my word, what's going on here? It's all a little bit awkward as two players are making their way down the catwalk together. It's Michael Cooper and young Christopher Hill, both wearing matching bridal corsets called Just Good Friends. Photographers struggling here a little bit with Christopher's smooth head, struggling to get the lighting right. The stitching here, Fletcher, I'd like to have seen maybe a little bit more of a comb over than the up and under seam cross stitch.
I I think you mean cutting turf, Hallie. Yes, it's a bit clumsy. Looks like someone's been on the cob with this one. I must say that seeing them together like this really does demonstrate the cohesion of the design. It's a kipper. And really, the combination between the two in one outfit, yes, yes, you can always pull it off when you work together. I'm a big fan. Love these boys here today.
Pulling it off. I like that, Fletcher. I like that a lot. Okay, it's a little bit different here. It's a real favourite here in Milan. This is Ben Curry. He's in an attire of a jewel of a dress, rounded at the neckline, sitting at the base of the chest. This one is labelled Please Make a Break. Yes, almost covered from head to toe in lace, apart from just exposing a little bit of the kneecap. We understand Ben has had a serious knee injury, but it's great to see that sense of humour today, exposing the knees with such bridal power. Such fun. I absolutely love this one, Fletcher. I absolutely love it.
Oh, well, I think the jury's out on this one, Harry. I think the line breaks along the seam are lacking. The interlining is a bit gappy, and which we all know allows the all and sundry to run through there. I'm hoping to see this will make an impact maybe next year, 2020.
Interesting. Yes, a little bit ahead of its time, possibly there, Fletcher. Oh, my word. What's gone wrong here? We have a chap on the catwalk. Oh, yes. It's a real shame. He doesn't seem to know which way to face or which way to go. Oh, thank goodness. Someone now pointing him in the right direction. Oh, he's pointing back. Yes. Yes, that's the way, love. Yeah, down the front there. He's aimlessly pointing. He's stuttering. He's finally making his way down the catwalk. Apparently, his name's Declan Patton. He's wearing a dress called Swinton Swish We Wish. It's off the shoulder at the collarbones. It's a fabric then wrapping around the upper arms. It's a lovely cut. But again, at the end of the catwalk, he doesn't seem to know where to go. He's been led away now. And Fletcher, it's such a shame, isn't it? You know, at times you need natural flair and more than just choreography to be a professional bridal model.
It's just, it's a tweed merchant, Hallie. I'm not a big fan of the props, but seeing a boy banging a drum like that's it's not for me, not today.
Wow, wow, wow. Oh, Milan raving about this one. Perhaps far too tuned for the high street retailer. It's called Knockout. Yes, it's worn by Sitaliki Akawala there in a fully bodied covered frontal dress, but wait till he gets to the end of the catwalk and turns. Yes, ooh, there it is, a fully exposed bottom. Oh, this really is very rude, Fletcher, very rude and blue.
Oh, I absolutely love this. Really pushing the boundaries with its shoulder pads and that innovative bespoke exposure at the rear really shows the power of the subject and the fine Lucidus Maximus. An absolute star in the making. Let's hope it's a Halliwell. Let's hope Halliwell. This is not just a flash in the pan or a flash behind the backside. Depending which way you look at it.
Yes, I've come out in all a hot flush, Fletcher. I really have. Now, up next, this is the only dress not to be designed entirely by Steve Price. It's a collaboration number between Steve Price and Vivian Westwood. It's called Westwood on Westwood. Almost Shrek in its design. A Benjamin Westwood here, full veil down. I'm told not a veil you want to lift. Benjamin showing real experience here on the walk, lapping up the crowd. This is absolutely super, Fletch. Absolutely super.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. By no means a locker, but you can see the experience we're here with his number of stitching that's been going on over the years has really paid off. Let's congratulate the Westwood family for putting on a very highbrow design.
Absolutely wonderful. Really, really, really quality bridal wear there. All the players now in their dresses, making their way down the catwalk. Oh, Declan still struggling there, being pointed in the right direction. And now they part. They part to rapturous applause as designer Steve Price, he makes his way down towards the front to a standing ovation from celebrities and fans in this wonderful collection. Oh, and would you believe it, Fletcher? Would you believe it, Steve? He's wearing a little Bo Peep bride outfit. It's called Resilience in Spades. Not sure that hat is working, Fletcher. The strap seems to be struggling to find any chin there.
Oh, dear.
Fletcher, It's been a wonderful, wonderful time here. Next up, world-renowned designer Dennis Waywell presents models David Gandy and Gary Schofield in his new tackle bag, Boxer Short Range. That's all from us. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, oh, oh.